USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is battering North Carolina's Outer Banks with powerful winds and torrential rain. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
fortunately, these states have all been very well prepared and able to deal with it. It's still hitting North Carolina there, the Cape Hatteras area. It's a Category 1, but the storm surge is operating more like a Category 4, so still quite a dangerous event.
The storm continues to move northeast at 17 miles an hour. The government's August job report falls short of some people's expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The jobs report shows around 130,000 new jobs added in August, when most analysts were predicting there would be about 160,000 jobs created. Wage growth remained solid, and the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A grim process unfolding in Southern California as experts use DNA evidence to identify the remains of victims from Monday's deadly boat dive fire. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown speaking Friday.
We have connected with family members for all 34 victims. The last family to be contacted was the mother of one of the victims who lives in Japan.
Scientists have found some new clues as they work to solve the recent vaping deaths. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Investigations into the mysterious lung illnesses linked to vaping found the same chemical in samples of marijuana products used by people sickened in various parts of the U.S. The Washington Post reports that the chemical is an oil derived from vitamin E. FDA investigators found the oil in products in samples that were collected from patients who felt ill from across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the Labor Department says employers added a modest 130,000 jobs in August. Former CKE Restaurants CEO Andy Pudser joins Fox Business and believes
it would be even stronger if there were more employees available to hire. I think the businesses are bumping up against an inability to find employees, which is why you have 1.3 or 1.4 million more job openings and you have people unemployed. So it's a problem.
As Hurricane Dorian continues to move up the East Coast, many politicians on the Democratic side of the aisle are taking the opportunity to link hurricanes and global warming, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a Democrat from New York. Jay Barnes is a hurricane historian. He joins Fox News and talks about climate change and hurricanes.
We are seeing hurricanes like Dorian, a Category 5, the strongest ever in the Bahamas. Records were sort of made to be broken, though. We know that we've had Cat 5s for many, many years, for centuries, in fact, and there's a lot of historical record that would suggest that hurricanes, we go through cycles where we experience periods of 20 to 40 years of increased activity and then less activity. I would stop short of trying to blame a disaster like what we've experienced in the Bahamas solely on climate change. There have been Category 4s and 5s that have devastated parts of the Caribbean for centuries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.